The Health Minister, Nicola Roxon, says it's the last step in getting rid of tobacco advertising, and she says the legislation will be carefully drafted to withstand legal action from the multinational tobacco companies. The Minister says the timing isn't surprising in the lead-up to the budget. Nicola Roxon spoke to our reporter in Canberra, Samantha Hawley.
The reason that the government is taking this action is because we had been world leaders in banning advertising and the promotion of cigarettes. This is really the last remaining frontier, and Australia will be the first country to take this action. And what it makes absolutely clear is that cigarettes aren't cool, they actually kill people, and the packaging shouldn't hide that fact. And it's why the government is determined to take this last remaining step in getting rid of tobacco advertising.
As you say, it's a world first. It's a move that's been rejected in Britain and it's a move rejected in Canada. So what evidence do you have that this will work, that this will reduce cigarette smoking?
Well, all of the survey material is quite clear. Information from tobacco companies themselves that they use their packaging as a way to market their products that kill people, you know, all convinces us that this is the next step that should be taken. Our Preventative Health Task Force recommended it.
What's your legal advice on this? Because there are predictions, of course, that you could face billions of dollars in compensation claims because you could be in breach of intellectual property laws. What is your advice on that?
Well, the World Health Organization makes quite clear that this should be considered by countries, this type of action. We have firm advice that this action can be taken. Our legislation will be very carefully drafted, and we intend that this restriction that all cigarettes will be sold in plain packaging would be in place by the 1st of July 2012.
And you're ready, willing and able to take on the multinational tobacco companies in court?
Well, we won't be put off by the fact that tobacco companies won't like this action. Tobacco companies didn't like it when advertising was banned, but this is the last remaining step that needs to be taken.
Will the government also be putting up the cigarette excise by $2.75 a packet?
Well, look, there will be further announcements that will be made later today.
So is that the figure you're looking at, though, $2.75 a packet, an increase in the excise on cigarettes?
Look, I know that morning radio always likes to have a scoop, but further announcements will be made when they're made.
You've had the preventative health report since last year. When did the government make this decision?
Well, the government's been assessing the three detailed health reform reports that it's received, the Prevention Task Force report, the Health and Hospitals Reform Commission report, and, of course, the Primary Care Task Force work. We've been responding in various ways to each of those reports.
And when was the decision made and why have you chosen now to announce it?
Well, I'm not going to go through the Cabinet decision-making processes that are undertaken. Obviously, the government makes its decisions in a careful and considered way.
But you wouldn't blame people for being cynical, would you? You've announced this after wall-to-wall bad coverage because of the government's decision to dump the emissions trading scheme this week.
Well, I think that our merits when it comes to health reform and the assessments that people will make about the comprehensive approach we've been taking in hospitals, in prevention and in primary care will withstand any of that scrutiny.
The Federal Health Minister, Nicola Roxon, speaking to Samantha Hawley.